Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt at 5, as Toby just told you in the update. Welcome back, Grant and Danny, on The Fan, exclusively sponsored by the law firm Condori & Murad.
They provide all sorts of services like estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com and be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
Today's a Tuesday, and you know what that means on Grant and Danny. It is a Commanders Survivor Tuesday. Here's the way this works. You go to facebook.com/Grant and Danny and you vote a player off the island to be eliminated and a player immune who, no matter what happens next week, will be saved and will move on in Commander's Survivor. We're two games in. You guys have already sent home kicker Matt Gay, who would be sent home again probably. So luckily
for him, if I could send him home again, I would.
Doesn't have to worry about it. He's been sent home, and Austin Eckler, sadly, because of the injury loss for the season, you guys booted him to the curb as well. So Gay and Eckler have been eliminated. This week, Zach Ertz has immunity. Not that you'd be sending him home anyway. Quiet enough game, 3 catches for him, but he didn't do anything wrong, so I think he would have been safe. But Zach Ertz, immune. You're going to vote somebody off the island. You're going to give somebody immunity. Who's left standing on Commander Survivor?
Jaden Daniels, Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt, who I believe joins Grant and Annie at 5. That's something you should try to remember. Terry McLaurin, Debo Samuel, Zach Ertz, who's immune, Laremy Tunsil, Josh Connerly Jr. On defense, Javon Kinlaw, Daron Payne, Dorrance Armstrong, Bobby Wagner, Frankie Louvu, Trey Amos, Marshawn Lattimore, and Quan Martin.
Can I make a prediction? Bobby Wagner's about to get his first immunity of the season. 11 tackles, 2 sacks. Rushed the quarterback 7 times and got pressure 5 times.
There's one gentleman here who I'm just picking out comments at random. This is the first one I see.
Okay.
A Danny Rouye voted Bobby Wagner immune. That's who he voted for.
He's the same name as you,
that guy? Yeah, that guy.
Wow.
That's him.
Facebook.com/Grant and Danny. Let's get you a recap of the weekend in the NFL. The Commanders' opponent in Week 4, we've told you, is the Atlanta Falcons. Boy, did they run into a buzzsaw that was the really bad Panthers.
Yeah, the 0-2 Panthers.
They got beat 30-0 in Charlotte. Michael Penix throws 2 egregious interceptions. One was a pick six. He gets benched. Kirko got an opportunity to come off the bench. Went 5-for-7 in relief. But for the Panthers, it was a defensive effort. They score the defensive touchdown. They pitch the shutout. They hold the Falcons to sub 5 yards per play. And they win by 30.
Penix with time is intercepted.
That's completely on Penix. 100%.
Shaw Smith Wade takes it in.
He never saw him, Alex.
So that's CBS on the call. I don't know who that analyst was.
But he believes it was on Penix.
I mean, my God, did he throw Penix under the bus there? Now, Penix kind of threw himself under the bus.
Yeah.
But the guy hasn't even caught the ball yet. You're like, that's all on Penix. He should never have done that. Like, that was aggressive.
He came in hot, and I guess he didn't like what he saw, because I guess Penix never saw it. But yeah, that was a non-starter. I cannot believe Atlanta had that poor of a showing coming in at 1-1.
Speaking of things you can't believe,
mm-mm.
How did the Packers lose to the Browns? They were up 10-0 with 4 minutes to go in the game. They lose 13-10. And the way that they lost was just inexplicable. I mean, Green Bay has a opportunity to put the game on ice, and Jordan Love throws a terrible interception, his first of the game. Then they are lining up to kick a field goal to seemingly put the game out of reach, and the kick gets blocked in the final minute to give the Browns life and the ball at midfield in a tie football game.
As Daniel Whelan the hold, the kick is blocked! It is blocked! The Browns get the swat and turn the Packers away!
Kevin Kugler on the call on Fox for the Browns, 94 rushing yards and a touchdown for Quinshon Judkins in the backfield.
This is stunning. So, obviously, it got away from the Packers there at the end. The fact that they're only up 10-0 on a terrible football team into the third quarter, that to me is the story, is how ineffective this Green Bay offense was. Josh Jacobs went 16 for 30 on the ground. And you already mentioned Jordan Love, just not terribly prolific. There had to be more there at some point, but they just couldn't get going offensively. And they're now 2-1, losing to a terrible football team in embarrassing fashion.
Jaguars are 2-1 under new head coach Liam Cohen. And one of the big surprise disappointments of the season to this point, Darius's Houston Texans are 0-3 under D'Amico Ryans. You know, Bobby Sloak's been fired already.
Yeah.
The bloom is off the rose. Is that the saying?
Yes, it is.
For CJ Stroud. It's been a sophomore slump. I don't know what it is now as a junior. D'Amico Ryans is next in the crosshairs, it feels like, at this point, in terms of he was on the rocket ship. Everyone's like, see, you can't hire a defensive head coach. He's amazing. And then 2 years later, this thing is going completely sideways. C.J. Stroud, 2 picks in this game to go along with 204 passing yards, but they were not pretty.
Find that connection with Christian Kirk.
C.J. Stroud's pass is picked. Jordan Lewis with a snatch.
7-point win for Jacksonville. It's not like Trevor Lawrence has been great. That's what's interesting. They're 2-1. He had no touchdowns and interception. His numbers are meh.
Yeah, 20 for 40 with an interception.
But their defense was splendid on Sunday.
Yeah, did not see that coming. So now Houston, after two 10-7 seasons, is 0-3. Now they got Tennessee looming this week, so maybe there's your first win. But it doesn't get much easier after that. They have not gotten off to a very good start. They've been in all the games. I think it's a bunch of one-score losses to this point for them. But their offensive line still isn't good, despite trying to reshuffle and empower that. They look terrible on offense against that Jacksonville D.
So did the Bengals. They were in Minnesota, and they lost 48-10. The Vikings poured it on. Carson Wentz got the start. Pretty easy to quarterback when you score a couple defensive touchdowns and everything's going your way. He threw for 173 and a pair of touchdowns, one to TJ Hockenson, the other to Josh Oliver, both to the tight end position. For the Bengals, Jake Browning takes over. First start for Joe Burrow. 2 interceptions in this game, including a pick six.
It's a 2nd and 9. And Browning scanning, throwing. Picked off. Intercepted by Isaiah Rodgers. And he's racing down the sideline. And he will not be caught going the distance.
Rodgers, 87-yard pick six return there with Jim Nance on the call. Later returned to fumble, 66 yards for a touchdown. I didn't realize Nance and Romo had the Jake Browning Carson Wentz matchup. That is not the way you draw it up.
Using a bazooka to kill an ant right there.
CBS. Great. That is tough. By the way, LeBron style, Bengals turnovers in this game, not one, not two, not three, not four, 5 turnovers minus 5. That's how you lose by 38.
So Cincinnati's defense still terrible. Now you don't have their really, really good quarterback available. That was awkward. Jordan Mason, 116 yards and 2 touchdowns on the ground. Eric Bickle's boy, Carson Wentz, just workmanlike, 173 yards on only 20 attempts, couple of tutties through the air. Minnesota looked good.
The Steelers have struggled offensively to move the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Sneaky, if you look at yard margin, like how much you've outgained or been outgained by, they're in the bottom three of the NFL right now through 3 games. But they are 2-1. They've made enough plays on defense. They beat the Patriots in New England 21-14. Couple of touchdowns for Aaron Rodgers. Jalen Warren led the way as a rusher, 18 for 47 for him. He also led them as a receiver out of the backfield, 5 for 34. For the Patriots, though, they will be kicking themselves. If they end up around 9 wins or missing the playoffs by a game or something, this will be the one they circle. they had chance after chance. They threw an interception in the end zone. They lost a fumble at the goal line. They turned the ball over in this game five times, and they fumbled four times. Once it was Antonio Gibson. Twice it was Ramondre Stevenson. You can't lose three fumbles from your running backs. I'm sorry. You just can't and win. And because of that, it was a seven-point loss to Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Rodgers dials it up. End zone! Touchdown! Calvin Austin!
That's the Birdman, Ian Eagle, on the call.
Don't look now, but the Steelers are Steelering. This is it. It's always this. Whatever this is, where your quarterback throws for 139 yards, where your leading rusher ran for 2.6 a pop.
The Michael Scott meme, it's happening.
They're doing the Steelers thing again, where they're aggressively okay and they find ways to win because Mike Tomlin's a really good coach. But here we are. That's what happened. Patriots, as you said, kicking themselves. They cannot run the ball at all, despite Henderson, despite Gibson, despite Stevenson. They're bad running it, and they fumble a bunch. Other than that, how was the play?
The zaniest game of the weekend was also the biggest game of the weekend. Rams-Eagles, couple of the best teams in the NFC. L.A. led Philly 26-7 in the third quarter. And then the Eagles come all the way back to stay undefeated, get to 3-0. They win 33-26. Jalen Hurts finally gets it going through the air. 226-3. Finally remembered A.J. Brown can make plays. 6-109 and a touchdown for A.J. Brown. Saquon Barkley, still not a lot of running room. 18-46, 2.6. per for him. Devontae Adams had 3-56 and a touchdown. Puka Nacua is putting up huge numbers, 11-112. But the play of the game, Rams have the ball, down by 1 point, chance to win, lining up for what is a very makeable game-winning field goal. They're about to go to Philly, survive in advance and get a win. And then big Jordan Davis gets his hand on the ball, then scoops the ball, and then is the fastest big man I've ever seen sprinting down the field for a 61-yard touchdown to cover. Not just win, but to cover a seven-point Eagles win at the horn.
Joshua Cardi has it blocked again! This time, Jordan Davis, the big man, looks for the icing on one big cake! Eagles hang on!
Either Mookie Betts just went deep or Joe Davis is calling a football game on Fox.
Consecutive drives end in blocked field goals. I don't remember that happening outside of Seattle, like in that dude Red Bryan or Truck Ryan or whatever that guy's name was, blocking every kick Washington tried to attempt. But talking about a team kicking themselves, up 26-7 on the road, the better team for 80% of that game, the Rams, talking about letting it slip away. That there's a new level of, oh my God, I cannot believe you lost that game. Eagles deserve credit. They blocked those kicks. They made those plays. They did the comeback, et cetera. They got it to A.J. Brown. They got it the clutch touchdown to Devontae Smith. But my God, how do you lose that game if you're the Rams?
Did you say comeback? Uh-huh. Baker Mayfield would like a word. Second time in as many weeks, the Bucs are down. They get the ball back. They could easily be 1-2 if he doesn't make plays. Instead, they're one of six teams that are 3-0. Tampa Bay 29, the Jets 27. At Raymond James Stadium in Florida, Mayfield 233 and a score. Emeka Egbuka is that guy. Did you guys see the catches he was making? He made two.
He's so nasty.
I mean, that one-handed grab he made was awesome. 6-85. They drafted him. Everyone's like, why did they take a receiver? They don't need a receiver. Oh, because he's unbelievable. Oh, because he's incredible. Oh, because he's better than the other guys. By the way, their really old wide receiver has a hamstring injury.
Yep.
Mike Evans is going to be out for a couple of weeks. This has happened before. So that's why you draft Emeka Egbuka. Chase McLaughlin, game winner at the gun.
For the win. McLaughlin's kick is right down the middle.
Pretty sure Clinton Portis just followed Mike Sellers into the end zone with Kenny Albert on the call from 14 years ago.
Thank you, Kenny and Joe. Did the Tampa Bay Buccaneers play a game? If the answer is yes, that means they scored in the last minute of that game to win the football game. They've done that three times this year, 3-3. The Eagles loom next, by the way. That's a big tilt. Couple of 3-0 teams. One, ascending, you'd say the Eagles, right? Another, Tampa, you mentioned it, taking on water, a little bit injured, but would love to see some of that magic beat that puke green jersey.
The Colts are the story of football right now. 41-20, they double up the Titans. They are 3-0. Daniel Jones is leading all quarterbacks in EPA per play. 228 and a score for him. Ran for 27 yards as well. Did you see his 17-yard run that was like Lamar Jackson-esque?
It was awesome.
It's like, who is this person? By the way, Jonathan Taylor's back. Big back. Not like that, like the kids say, but like he is all the way back. 17 for a Bill. Not one, not two, but three rushing touchdowns.
Second down and four.
to Taylor. Taylor explodes. Makes a man miss to his right. Spin move, a beauty. Inside the 30. High step into the 25. Inside the 10. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Jonathan Taylor, 46 yards.
Either Kyle Schwarber just went deep or Tom McCarthy's on the call for Fox.
In the words of Cleveland from Family Guy, oh, that's nasty. They are good. I've been beating this drum for years with the Colts, and it looked like I was just going to look like a horse's ass because I think it's three straight years I've said, I like this roster. I like how they're put together. I feel like their GM's good. And everyone like rolled their eyes and laughed because they would win 8 or 9 games and be very pedestrian. All they needed was someone that fit at quarterback, and they've got it. That's a well-assembled team. They are a threat.
Threat, you say?
A threat.
Dateline LA. The Chargers are 3-0. They beat the Broncos. They're 1-2. Sophomore situation developing for Bo Nix. Just 153 through the air on 14 of 25 passing. Tough sledding. Story, though, was Justin Herbert. Again, Herbert was 0-30 at the end of this game. 300 yards and a touchdown. He made one big play after another. Led him on a 76-yard touchdown drive with 2.5 minutes to go. 20-yard pass against his body. Dude in his face to Keenan Allen. Tied the game 20-20. Then he gets the ball back and he drives 40 yards at the horn. They get a 43-yard field goal from Cam Dicker to win. Herbert playing at an MVP level.
Six. Herbert to the air. Pipkins the block at the right tackle. Got away from Allen. Herbert alive and the throw. Caught. Touchdown! Touchdown! Allen! What a play!
You already know that's Kevin Harlan's music on CBS.
He's so good. Kevin Harlan and Justin Herbert. Omarion Hampton finally unleashed. They gave him enough touches. 25 touches, 129 yards, and a touchdown in this one. They get a little bit from everybody, right? McConkey working underneath. Keenan Allen, those intermediate routes. Quentin Johnson moving down the field a little bit. All of a sudden, you look at this nasty defense that the Chargers have. As you said, the MVP through 3 weeks is Justin Herbert. And it doesn't matter that they haven't run the ball particularly well the way that Jim Harbaugh usually likes to do. For Denver, tough loss. They were winning there in the fourth quarter, but you got Herberted. That stinks. They've lost a couple games now down to the wire, but I still think that team is pretty decent, even though Nix hasn't clicked just
yet. It's going to sound a little bit like you're catching shrapnel for a second, but you're not, okay? I am not the guy on this show that constantly wants to talk about what we got right, what we got wrong. You love bringing up, like, I thought this, and if you're wrong, you do it too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about, like, we're moving on to the next. I'd like to pat myself on the back for a second.
Get yourself a back pat.
If you don't mind, I'd like to hurt myself.
Will you stretch first, please, before you don't pull anything?
The first and only time I ever watched Colorado State play, I said that Torrey Horton, this wide receiver who I'd never seen before, should be drafted and play for someone in the NFL. 95-yard punt return touchdown. This dude's going to be really, really good at 3-32 and to score as a receiver as well. I was watching Colorado, watched Deion Sanders and Shedeur Sanders, and I was like, who in the hell is that guy? Bring him to me at once. I just want to pat myself on the back really quickly. Baller alert. Seattle all over the Saints, 44-13.
One down the field. Good punt. Driving Horton all the way back to his 6-yard line. Horton on the return at the 20, right up the middle to the 30. Now Horton to the outside. Torrey Horton down the sideline. And it's a touchdown. 95 yards.
Andrew Catalan on the call. Danny already knew that, though.
Andrew Catalan was the broadcaster there. My little bit of a take is Jaxon Smith-Njigba is going to lead the league in receiving yards this year. Right now, he's second to Pookie Nukes, who I believe is going to end up banged up and miss a game or two. He's awesome. Seattle, they're a thing, man. I think that's the best team in that division. I know they lost to San Francisco already, but I know they beat the hell out of New Orleans, and you and I could do that probably, but I think that team is going to click on all cylinders and be a tough out.
The Bears were clicking on all cylinders on Sunday against Dallas. Bad Cowboys defense. Ben Johnson and Chicago's offense got it going. Caleb Williams, 298 and 4 scores through the air. The rookie, Luther Burden, getting involved. A 65-yard touchdown on a flea flicker. Ben Johnson alert.
To hear the Bears, a little flip to Swift, trying to get a flea flicker. It's way up there. Williams recovers, throws a seed, has a man. Luther Burden's first in the league.
A little bit less from you, Tom Brady, whenever you're ready. Kevin Burkhardt on the call, if you could hear him through the screaming of the color commentator.
That's right, KB.
I mean, he makes $37 million a year. He could kind of do whatever the hell he wants, but less of that would be better.
Like, he could own a team and still broadcast games. Chicago couldn't run the ball, which I was surprised by.
I feel like that's been the thing all year for them.
Well, but I thought against Dallas, right? I thought part and parcel with this thing, you would get, you know, because the thing about Ben Johnson is everyone looks at the passing numbers and acumen, but they had this two-headed monster in Detroit, and they would thump you into oblivion and then hit you with some of those incredibly well-designed pass stuff. They couldn't run at all. Swift averaged 2.5 yards a carry. Some dude named McGonagall, I don't know who he is. He couldn't run it either, but they are dealing through the air. Roma Dunze is awesome. They found different receivers. You had the trick play there that was part of the highlight package. Kendall Williams had his best game as a pro.
49ers survived the Cardinals at home. San Francisco is 3-0. They are 16-15 winners. It was not pretty at all. I feel really good for Mac Jones, who everyone made fun of for a bunch of years when he was quarterback in a bad New England operation. 284 and a touchdown for him with an interception. He has the game-winning drive, 10 plays, 63 yards, to set up Eddie Pinheiro, the former Bear, for a game winner. Did anyone see his celebration? He made a 35-yarder. That's an extra point distance. Yep. And then he was doing like a, "This is my house! I own this place." And I'm like, bro.
Shh, yeah, pump the brakes there.
That was not 55, buddy. That was 35. Now he kicked the game-winning field goal.
Congrats on that.
Cool. It was 35.
On a spectrum of celebrations.
He was literally like both hands to his feet.
This is mine.
Like the Amon-Ra St. Brown post-touchdown thing where he's like, "I own this building. Mm-hmm. This is my house." Eddie Pinheiro at the gun.
Before and win the game with his leg. Sweeps it. Delivers it. And San Francisco is in first place. They win it at the horn.
That is Adam Amin, who doubles as a DJ on the call.
DJ Adam.
For Fox. But he immediately started like yelling at the Cardinals like, "Now what? I'm the guy. You're not. This is Sparta."
On the spectrum of what the celebration should have been, like on one end is that. On the other end is like Adam Sandler and Waterboy went, "Slap hands. Slap hands." Should have been closer to that.
Speaking of which, I showed my wife the video. One of the great bits. I didn't know the Chargers do this, but after their games, Jim Harbaugh like addresses the team. Uh-huh. Pretty sure he's like a non-curser. Maybe he does, but I never see him curse.
Okay.
I know he's like very Catholic and talks about that publicly.
Okay.
But anyway, he's in the locker room after the game. And he's like addressing the team and he goes, "Let's all find someone to high five." And all the guys just walk around like doing high fives. My wife thought it was like, she just said it was like the cutest thing she's ever seen. I thought it was hilarious.
That's great.
But apparently it's a bit like, and the guys get into it. They're all like literally like, "Just go high-five your buddy for a minute." And then they get back together after like 30 seconds of high-fiving people and keep talking.
"We're going to attack these high-fives with enthusiasm unbeknownst to other men." All right, dude.
Sunday Night Football, the Chiefs beat the Giants. It was competitive, kind of.
Yeah.
Russ Wilson, in the end, didn't make enough plays, threw two bad picks. Patrick Mahomes is not playing at a very high level as a passer, but he doesn't have a lot of help either. Their passing game was going through Tyquan Thornton. If that gives you any indication of the weapons around Mahomes, he made a couple of huge catches.
Mahomes putting it up for grabs again for Thornton that time. He reached around his body to catch it. At the one. Thornton. Too good.
That's Mike Tirico calling play-by-play while Chris Collinsworth laughs hysterically.
Doing a laugh track. Yeah, they need Rashee Rice back. They're just treading water until they have somebody that can threaten the defense. Their best offensive plays until Thornton made a couple of miraculous catches were schemed up looks to Juju Smith-Schuster, which is not anybody's first choice. Even he'd be like, "Listen, you should probably go somewhere else with the football." But they can't. They have no answer. Pacheco, Kareem Hunt in the backfield, very little doing there in that regard. And the Giants on that side, not much going on, man. A lot of Cam Scataboo, which I guess tens of people are excited about. That's adorable. You can hand it to him as often as you'd like if I'm the Giants' opponent. Please and thank you.
That was your fastest 16 minutes in the NFL on Grant and Danny here on the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
At 3:45, when we give you a double play on Grant and Danny, I've got a guessing game for the guys. It'll be fun. Don't be
Damn
nervous.
It.
No, 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 Danny, it's not one of the ones you don't like.
Well, I always panic. It's like, name a local Italian restaurant. I was like, Maggiano's. I
this
couldn't do it yesterday.
Super easy. Seriously. You can't look bad. It's something no one knows. It's just a guessing game. It's
like, I can't look bad.
It's basically a Price is Right game that we're going to play. That's all we're going to do.
I bet you I'll prove you wrong. I bet you I look bad.
You ever seen Price is Right?
Yeah.
You know anything about Bob Barker?
Sure.
I'm going to be Bob Barker. You guys are going to be the people that run down from the steps. And then we're just going to play a little fun little game. That's all it is.
Still one of the greatest days of my life when my college teammate, John Green, was on The Price is Right as a contestant.
Was he really?
It was the greatest thing ever.
Did you guys all get together to watch?
Yeah. So it was one of the best days. It's obviously there's at 11. So our coach gave us the day off. Like, unprecedented.
Did it air live, by the way, or was it taped?
No, so it's taped.
Okay.
So he didn't tell us what he goes, I was a contestant on The Price is Right. We're going, okay, BS. But he's like, no, real. This is when it airs. This date, Friday, whatever date in October, right in the middle of the fall season. So the coach reworked the week so that we're all off on that Friday, and you have to have one NCAA off day, right? So anyway, we all got together in my room. We had kegs of beer and pancakes starting at 6 in the morning. Like, we're hammered by the time this show comes on, because he told us he was on The Price is Right. And so it's John Green, come on down. And he comes trotting down wearing his WWE baseball shirt. We're losing our minds.
Was he in the room with you?
Yeah. So he wouldn't tell us what happened. And so first item up for bid's a hope chest. He's like, 548, Bob. Price is 561. John, you're the winner. He's a contestant right away. We are losing it.
Wow.
He's got to play a game where it's, you match the prices to 6 different items. And if you get one right, you get to keep going. And that's $1,000. Then if you get 2 right, it's 2,000. You get 3 right, it's 4, all the way up to $16,000. He's just matching them without any clue. He can't hear anything. He's just totally spacing out. But he gets the first one right, second one, third one. And so we're going, dude, that's $4,000. You're really going to gamble on like Dove soap? You have no idea what anything costs.
So you can pull at any point the ripcord.
Yeah, if you get the money, you win. And so he doubled down on $8,000 and he wins 16 grand. And we all turn to him. He pulls out the check for $16,000, the dog pile, insane. One of the great days of all time.
The check got ripped in the dog pile.
Yeah, and he lost it.
Couldn't cash it.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So how does he keep that secret, though? Like, weeks later, he still hasn't told
anybody. Because he's sworn, it's actually part of the rules. Like, you can't talk about it other than to say, this is when I'm going to air, or this is when it's going to air. Now, I'm sure he could have told people and nothing would happen to him, but still, it's like, you can't spoil the episode that's coming out. They tape them all over the course of a handful of weeks.
We're going Beltway Blitz in 25 minutes. Jacory Kroski-Merritt will be on the show for his first weekly appointment. He is replacing Austin Eckler for us for the remainder of the season as our Grant and Danny Tuesday 5 p.m. regular. So we can't wait to hear from Bill coming up in about an hour and a half. But Danny, who has been the Commander's best player to this point in the season? I think we can go gold, silver, and bronze here. But let's start with a gold medal. Their number one overall player on the team to this point has been who?
I got Deebo Samuel as my one seed. He has done everything. He's kind of toted the mail. He has been the offense, both as a kick returner, where he's made significant contributions, running the football as something dynamic, catching the football, leads the team in receptions and yards in that regard. To me, he has been their most complete and valuable football player through 3 weeks.
I thought about Deebo. I'll kind of bury the lead here and tell you he gets my silver medal. I'm going with Dorrance Armstrong as my gold medal winner so far this season. I talked about him on the show yesterday. PFF's got him as their leader in pressures and in pressure rate so far this season. He's been one of the best statistical pass rushers in the league. He's also got 3 sacks to go along with all those pressures. If you go back to the playoffs last year, not necessarily what we're talking about here, but it's 6.5 sacks in his last 6 games. So he is on a heater that bridges the end of last season, this season. I think he has just been a little more consistent. I know Deebo had the huge kick return, and that counts and matters for sure. But otherwise, it was a fairly quiet game with a drop, offensively anyway, going back to Sunday against the Raiders, whereas I think Armstrong has been very noticeable in all 3 games. Not as consistent against the Packers, don't get me wrong, but he did have a sack in that down performance defensively of Jordan Love. And he's been really good in the 2 home games where the defense has dominated. So I'm going Armstrong gold, and then I've got Deebo, my silver medalist, as my number 2.
We just flipped ours. So you flipped, I flopped, like HGTV. Armstrong's my number 2 guy. I thought about him number 1. I was close to putting him there. I don't have a good reason against it. It's almost like a 1 and 1A. We could almost share the podium, and we'd both hear our anthem. You already covered it with Armstrong. He's been really good. Leads the team in tackles for loss, quarterback hits, sacks. Every metric that I want from my defensive end, he's there in terms of pressures and the like.
Who's your number 3?
Number 3 is Daron Payne. Through 3 weeks. I again, a few nominees here would have made sense. I know some of the counting stats aren't there. I don't know that they always will be for a defensive tackle. Some of those sack numbers are going to be fickle, but the disruption, the penetration, again, the quarterback hits, the TFLs, some of the solo tackles, feels like he was meeting running backs at the line of scrimmage in all 3 weeks. Just whether he makes the tackle or not, he's the guy that's either blowing up the play, stopping the play, making a running back stop his feet, someone else makes the tackle, etc. He's eating up space. He's making it difficult for offenses. I think he's been their 3rd best.
So I was going to go Daron Payne. I'm not going to make it interesting here. I was thinking about Trey Amos as well, because I just kind of like how he's played. He had the big PBU on a 4th down against Green Bay at the goal line. Had a nice play in the secondary before the injury this past week as well. But I won't even get cute. Bobby Wagner. I thought Wagner was their best defensive player this past weekend. He had a very strong game against the run. For the Giants game as well. Not as noticeably positive against Green Bay, but that went around. It's 3 games, 2 really strong performances. So I'll say Wagner, who gets everybody in the right spot and is their leader on defense, is my bronze medalist. I'll rank him 3rd. But it is interesting to me, Danny, as you do this exercise, while they've had a lot of guys play pretty well, I think it's kind of wide open. There aren't two or three players that have been head and shoulders better than everybody else. And it was only 2 games and an injury, but like it's not like Daniels is in the top 3. You know, last year, if he went 3 games without playing at a really high level, there's no chance they go 2-1. If he misses a game and then 2 other times just plays okay, they're not going 2-1 in that stretch.
Yeah, they did it. They went 1-3 last year.
Yeah, that speaks kind of right? positively, I would say, about the progression of the program overall. Another name that you could throw out there maybe as just someone who's played really well is Javon Kinlaw. I know that
Counting numbers aren't there, but he's been good.
Joe Witt celebrated how he played against the Packers as like a guy that played well despite the result, and in the other 2 games has been extremely noticeable as a run-stuffing, big-time presence at the line of scrimmage. Grant and Danny on the Fan, our double play is next, and our Beltway Blitz is coming up on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan, our football talk. Today on the show is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, including this weekend in week four, the Commanders and the Falcons, CBS, Iron Eagle on the call. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started. Today it is time for our double play. Driven by your local Washington area Honda dealers, now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Visit your local Washington area Honda dealer today. All right, who's ready to play a game?
Here we go.
This is what happened today. I'm just telling you what happened today.
Okay.
I went to lunch. I was going to get lunch. Copair Paulson is trying to be a little healthy.
Lunch.
I got a salad.
Ugh.
Not what I want to do.
Right.
This is punishment for years of doing what I want to do. Okay.
Quick takeaway on that. Yes. Just to remind everybody, salads are punishment. That's what they are.
Yeah, there's salads I don't mind. Pasta salad is pretty good.
Macaroni salad, you ever had that?
Macaroni salad.
Potato salad.
Really, the potato salad's awesome.
Catch in, son.
Egg salad is not terrible, right? There's some salads I can enjoy. This was not one of those salads. Okay. This was a salad with a lot of green leaves, okay? I added chicken. That's what I will tell you. I got the salad off the menu, and then I added grilled chicken to it.
Grilled chicken.
I also made the mistake, this was my fault, of getting a Diet Coke. Okay? I had to have something to wash this down so it wasn't the worst meal I've ever had, right? And so I got a Diet Coke when the meal came, so I didn't sit there and drink six the whole time. I was just sipping water, got through like half of a glass over 22 minutes, then they bring me the salad, I get a Diet Coke, I pummel a couple of those, I go on my way. My question to you is, how much was my bill right here in the Navy Yard? How much was my Ja'Cory Krosky merit? When I walked out the door, all I ate was a salad with grilled chicken, and I got a Diet Coke.
Including tip?
With tip. I will allow tip to be added.
Okay.
I will tell you that I tipped 20% on the nose.
20%.
Right. I just put the bill into the Ja'Cory Krosky into my calculator, and then I timesed it by 0.20, and I added that to the bill, Krosky merit. And the question I have for you guys is closest to the pin without going over, how much was my salad?
$26.74.
Okay.
$26.74.
Okay. That's a guess that you're in with. Darius.
I'm going to go with you spent, and this is the salad plus chicken added to the salad.
Because the plus chicken. That's what I've got.
Plus chicken's a big deal. And then a Diet Coke, right?
You got it right. And water, which they didn't charge me for.
I'm going to go.
You wouldn't have known it by the bill, by the way.
I'm going to go $29.60 is what you paid.
$29.60. Okay, you keeping track of the
guesses? I got him. Yep, I got him.
Okay, let's go to Clary. This is a very corporate person who knows things like...
He knows how much stuff costs.
Expenses.
Supply lines.
Expenditures. Mm-hmm. He does many meetings on Zoom about the supply chain even. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Clary, what do you have?
I'm going to say 3348.
3348. This is Clary?
Is a number. 3348.
48, all right.
Now, again, I only got a salad and a Diet Coke.
With chicken.
Yes, it was a grilled chicken added to the salad that was, they sliced it just so, they put it right on top of the salad. Mm-hmm. Cold salad, warm chicken, kind of a weird combination. Not going to ask any questions.
Yep.
You said Price is Right style?
Price is Right style.
$33.49.
He did the move.
Strategy by Tobes.
I thought it was closest to the pin.
I think it's both. It's closest to the pin without going over.
Then that's Price is Right rules.
Yeah. All right, I think that's what we're doing. All right, so give me the guesses again, please.
Danny, 2674. Darius, 2960. Ryan Clary, 3348. Tobias Funke, 3349.
My salad with chicken added with a Diet Coke was $38.15.
Toby.
A, how does anyone have money? B, everyone should be ashamed. C, I don't care who you are, who you belong to party-wise, whatever's happening. Change that now, this second, at once. A salad and a Diet Coke at a restaurant for one fatso trying to be less fat cannot be $38.15 or everyone's failing at everything. This will be the end of my TED Talk. Thank you.
$38.15.
And you wonder why people eat unhealthily. I could just go to the grocery store, drop $38 and have snacks for a year and a half. Just boxes of little potato chips and cookies. I mean, seriously, a salad that I hated cost $38.15.
What was the chicken upcharge?
I think it was $12.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because the salad was listed.
Now, did that chicken float? Like, were there like magic thrusters on it? Did it do a trick before it was grilled?
The salad was listed. Was it at 14 or 15? I remember looking at the salad because I was considering an entree.
Sure, sure, sure.
Thank God I didn't do that. You're
considering food.
Or else my kids wouldn't be able to go to school this week, right? Thank God I didn't get the salmon or the chicken with a side. But I got the salad because it was listed, I think, at like $14 or $15.
Okay.
And then the chicken, which I thought was like $6-7 extra bucks. Six, seven. Turned out to be $12.
Oh, my God. That's it. Mm.
Even still.
Yeah.
Think about the math.
It's like those little parentheses and it's like plus four.
So we're at 26. That's still another, what was the total? Hold on.
38?
$12 on what exactly? The soda from the gun that cost you 8 cents?
Is there a restaurant surcharge thingy or whatever they're doing?
Oh, yeah, you know that. Yeah, that's good. $1.57 for that, $4 for DC tax, $2 for this tax, $1 for Navy Yard tax, $2 for I hate you tax. Mm-hmm. I mean, the amount of, what are these numbers? It's like a CVS receipt at this place.
Man.
Is that not insane?
Yes, it is.
How does anyone do anything? Aren't things too expensive?
Yes.
Can't we just all agree, or am I in trouble for saying that?
No one's allowed to say anything. And keep in mind, we're on your team.
Yes, I'm with you. But can we all... Do I want to say the thing about this?
Don't. I'm just saying don't.
I'm going to piss off a lot of people.
Don't do it.
Do I want to
do it? Don't
do it. Okay, I won't do it.
Don't do it.
I'm not going to
do it. The point, because you made a very good point. The best point...
I'm going to say it. I thought... No, I'm not going to say it.
Here's the best point that you have, okay, if I can say this. You didn't want to eat it anyway. You see what I'm saying? That's the indignity of it. That's the thing that nobody understands. If you're not going through the thing that we go through, okay? Yep. And we're not victims. Everybody's fine.
No,
okay?
We're kind of victims.
No. Nobody's wanting.
We've made ourselves the victims.
Sure.
We're the victims.
Yeah. I don't want that thing. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. It's like, work. It's terrible. It's awful. But now I'm paying an upcharge for it.
Yeah, so if you got something delicious, they made you excited and happy with like a couple egg rolls.
I'll give you what for. I have a million times over gone into a restaurant and dropped $62 on a ribeye and a mashed potato and a cola and walked out and said, what a blessing that experience was.
Yeah, so when I paid that, and even a little more, taking my kid after a sports match of some kind on a Sunday to Artie's, and I get the drunken ribeye, I paid up for that bad boy. Yep, delicious.
And
I get it.
And I go, thank you for giving me that ribeye.
Yeah.
Can I give you any more money? Great American restaurant.
It's just fantastic.
So you know where I wasn't today? A great American restaurant.
Yeah. But imagine if I'd go, okay, let me just do the broccolini, which I hate, or regular broccoli, which they're all bad. Anything that starts with Brock stinks. Then it's like,
what about Purdy?
You heard me.
Okay.
Then the stupid, like a flavorless grilled chicken of sadness. And I was like, well, I can have the mixed vegetable medley. If I paid that for that, I'd be furious because I don't want it anyway.
Yeah, I'll never do that again. Just so we're all on the same page.
Okay.
That will not be happening anymore. But yeah, I think that's what I'm allowed to say so far.
Yeah, there you go.
I think that's where we're at.
I got one. It's probably going to piss everyone else off. It's a Tuesday in September. So let's play Were the Kids in School Today? Tuesday in September. Were the kids in school
tread
today?
Tread lightly. Be careful. So it's Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Fall.
Fall.
That's a yes then.
Yeah, wait, you what? Think.
Is it Fairfax County?
Yep.
You would think. Definitely not.
You would think.
Then it's a day of the week?
Yep.
So no, they weren't in school. Definitely not.
No election. Just a day.
Teacher building day.
I don't know, man.
Teacher teaching day. Teacher improvement day.
Go to school. Open that building up and put them kids in there.
Be careful.
That's
Be
all.
Be careful.
I'm just, see, that what bothers me.
How many emails will CK get today?
So many.
Today.
So many.
Danny's
Here's what I'm saying.
About again, kids being in school again.
All I'm saying is this.
Yeah.
There was an election recently.
Careful.
There was.
Careful.
I fully understand that sometimes the school is the polling place. I get it, man. It part and parcel to what we're doing, part of this big old spinning rock. We got a societa. We're keeping it moving. Good job. Somebody in one of them offices, when they're getting together going, okay, guys, it's time to look at fiscal year 2021, 25, 26, and we're going to get started here. And with anybody with minutes from last time, anybody with new business for this time, somebody could have said, you know the thing where we're not going to have school a Tuesday later? We're going to do some stuff for the teachers or whoever. Hear me out. They're already not in school that previous Tuesday. What if we combined them? What if we just combined it? Put the kids in school, people. We all agree it's important. It's a big deal, that school. Get them children into the school and keep them there until it's time for them to go home. And then everyone fare thee well. The school. Just open it up. Keep it open.
Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt at 5. The Beltway Blitz is next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.